So much stood out in this series sweep of the Houston Astros, Gator. I got to tell you, my phone just looked up sweep of the Houston Astros. Did you hear that?
I did.
Yep. Don't know what that was all about.
What was she going to say?
I don't know. Siri, look up sweep of the Houston Astros. Let's see what we got here.
No, she's not even listening to you.
Apparently not.
Typical.
Now she's not talking. She
right. Well, I mean, look, she was offering up the information. Then you asked for it, and she's like, nope. I mean, not now.
I wonder what I said that made Siri think I was looking for sweep of the Houston Astros.
Well, we know what you said to offend her.
Yeah, I told her, not now. I just got further from.
Totally.
Okay, so so much stood out. Like, that caller called up and said, Torx walk, right? And Kerry Carpenter getting from first to third. And Parker Meadows covering everything in the outfield. And, you know, just all those little things that they were able to do that adds up to this win. The use of A.J. Hinch's bullpen. What do you think Jackson Jobe is moving forward? Because they put him in a huge pressure situation. And I'm not going to say he didn't come through. I think nerves maybe is why he plunked the first batter. But, and nobody really made hard contact. But I feel like they're still taking this thing out for a test drive, you know, and seeing what they got here.
Yeah, I think they are too. And what do I think he's moving forward for the series against Cleveland? I think he's another bullpen guy, another guy they can use for an inning or two if they have to, because he obviously started all season. But for right now, that's what he is. He's a bullpen guy. In the spring, hopefully he pitches just fine in the spring and makes the roster out of spring training and or shortly thereafter and is part of the rotation, because that's why you drafted him. He's this guy that has ridiculous talent. All the scouts rave about him. He's the number two prospect in all of baseball, the number one pitching prospect in all of baseball, and he's ours. And he's on the team right now in a playoff roster for a reason, because he's got an arsenal of pitches that are all plus pitches. And, yeah, he gave up two runs yesterday. But watch the inning again, how he gave up those runs. And it was something he could have gotten out of. I thought he was getting out of it. Ground ball to first base. Torque dives, makes a stop, throws it home, skips it to Rogers. Rogers can't hang on to it. The run scores. Would have been out number one. Next play, pop up. Over to the right side of the infield. It's going to be in foul territory. Vierling runs in on it, camps under it, catches it, hesitates, then throws it in, narrowly missing the runner at home plate. I mean, if he guns it right away, maybe that runner is going to stop halfway through and go back to third base. Or if he continues on, probably out, and it's a double play. He could have gotten out of the inning. And the other base hit was, you know, what, a blooper to center field? Nobody hit him hard. I thought he was fine.
I think maybe the exit velocity on the ball that Torque fielded might have been the greatest. But
yeah.
Okay, because I'm on SI.com, and here's the headline. Detroit Tigers top prospects. Awful playoff debut creates huge roster decision. And the story goes through and you know, documents what happened. And at the end, it says A.J. Hinch now needs to decide if they can trust Jobe to stay in the pen for a series against the high-powered Cleveland Guardians offense. He's obviously a very talented pitcher, but is he ready for the moment?
All right. Who's the author of this?
So I found a link on SI.com. The author was Dylan Sanders.
Who's that? D.Y. Ellen?
D.Y. Len Sanders. Yeah. Dylan Sanders.
You probably picked the Astros to win, too. Dylan.
I don't know.
I thought Jobe was fine. I mean, I think this is only going to help him, to be honest with you. And I think his role moving forward, because I think he will be on the roster in the next round, is, you know, he's going to pitch up. He's a bullpen arm, of course, but he's got starter mentality, right? He's got starter stuff. So I think he can go more than one inning if need be. And the advantage of him, other than just having great stuff, is no one's seen him pitch. The Guardians have never faced Jackson Jobe, you know, and when he's on, and Gator, you mentioned earlier in the show, he didn't even throw his fastball a lot. I think he might have thrown it two or three times. He's got a great fastball. So I think that outing last night or yesterday is going to help settle him in. And once he gets settled a little bit, I think we're going to see a, you know, lights out Jobe.
So the other thing that, that complicates the issue is that with the rule that you have to face three people, you know, you can't just throw him in there for one batter and say, okay, he's nervy. And I can't imagine they were going to take him out after one pitch. He threw the pitch, he hit the batter. Even if that rule wasn't in place, I think they'd leave him in. But you, when you make a commitment to start an inning, you at least have to follow through on having him face three batters.
Yeah, I'd hate to disagree with Dilly, but I will.
Okay.
I think it's a horrible take. I mean, you pay attention to the game and watch how he was pitching. And, you know, I was questioning why only two fastballs out of 15 pitches, but he got soft contact for the most part. And like I said, I think he could have very well have gotten out of that. But if you, you know, Dilly's able to write what he wants to. I only said it because his Twitter handle is Dilly Sanders. So, you know, I'm not making fun of him. His name's Dilly. And, you know, but hey, he's got a lot of experience. I mean, he graduated from LSU in 2023. So, you know, this guy's been around for a while.
He's seen it all?
He's seen it all. Look, he's seen national championships at LSU.
Is Jobe older than Dilly?
Jobe is, no, he's not. Jobe is younger than Dilly.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, Job's 22, and so? I think Dilly, well, Dilly might be 24.
He might be 21. 23,
24.
Do you know his birthday?
I don't. It just says graduated in 2023. What? What? I'm just, the young man's got a wealth of knowledge. He covered, you know, LSU and watched national championships. He's been writing about sports since he was in high school. All right, so add four more years. Long time.
Grizzled veteran.
Grizzled veteran. Yeah. Wrote for the school paper, The Revelry, and also The Revelry, Revelry, and also 247 Sports. Hey, he's credentialed. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Dilly. Dilly got it.
He's coming up on his two-year anniversary on Twitter.
Look at that. Happy anniversary. Go get him with a hot take like Jackson Jobe, and he may not even be on the roster. Okay, we'll see. Would you be surprised if Jackson Jobe was not on the roster?
So, I don't know that there's an obvious... I kind of feel like Jobe, or a little bit of, hey, let's see if we have can tap into something special and get on a rocket ship early.
I mean...
Because you know who else did that? Who was a rocket ship early? Was Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Who was the previous best pitching prospect in baseball until Jobe.
Dilly knows that because Dilly covered LSU. So that's he knows all about Paul Skeens. I don't have to go back and look at tweets on that. I'm sure he's well-versed.
Yeah. Got it. Let's move on. We go to Tom. You're next on 97. What the ticket? Hi, Tom.
Dilly.
Hey, Dilly. Guys. I'm still kind of, you know, ecstatic about everything that's going on between the Lions and Tigers.
Yep.
But get this one. I really think, and this sounds crazy, I think they're prepping Jobe to be a closer, man. I think they're prepping him to deal with high-pressure situations. I mean, he guess he can be a starter, but I think they need some. They would like to see somebody that has closer potential, and I think he might have it.
For what? Really for what? For the rest of the postseason, or for that's his role in the future?
I think long term. That's what I think is going to be down the road for him, man.
Oh boy. I wouldn't expect that.
I wouldn't either.
I think a guy that has that many plus pitches in his arsenal, that's
you want to see him as a starter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're going to play him as a, they're going to pitch him as a starter. The reason he's on the roster is because he's throwing a bunch of innings, right? But they can use a guy who can throw 100 miles an hour when you use him limited, like you would coming out of the bullpen for this postseason. I don't think there's any chance he's a closer for the Tigers in the next couple of years.
They just done some really unexpected things.
He does, without question.
You know,
this has been an unconventional run. Yeah. And I wonder if Cleveland's going to try to do this too. Cleveland's got two really good starters, and then the rest of them, eh.
So you think they might come at Detroit with
maybe
the Detroit
Cleveland's
plan?
Going to try to do pitching by chaos.
Let's go to Ryan. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Ryan.
How you doing?
What's up?
Good. I'm thinking about the Jackson Jobe situation. Being a plus starter in the minors and then coming up, would it not be beneficial to roll him out in a chaos situation but as a starter and then have him go a couple innings and see how he does?
Could do that too.
Yeah, that's, I mean, where I see him going.
I don't know if that's what they want to do.
No,
because because it's an interesting idea, right? Throw him right into the fire. You're going to start the game. It sounds like AJ wants to put him in a position to succeed. That's why when they had the chance at the end of the season, they put him in a perfect scenario, right? They got that extra run across in the board, and they were able to put him in, and he got his one inning of relief, no problem. Then they put him in against the White Sox, and he got three shutout innings. Was perfect. That was great. Perfect opportunities for him. Now that we're in the playoffs,
yeah, I guess that's true.
A little bit different.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, again, and like you said, putting him in those high pressure situations only sets him up better for next year, anyway.
Yeah, I'm not against. I wouldn't mind seeing him as a fan. As a fan, I just want to see the kid pitch.
If they like a matchup, and that means he's in early in a game, and including starting, I'm not against it.
Right.
In fact, I think that's the least pressurized opening. The first inning is every passing inning, the pressure mounts, unless it's a blowout. But
yeah, just how about maybe I don't need to see him right away against Jose Ramirez. I've been on record. I'll say it again. I'm in favor of walking Jose Ramirez almost every time. He is a Tiger killer.